Test 69, Section 1, Question 4. We're looking for the assumption required by the argument. It says, conservation group study of the pollutants released in the environment by 30 companies reveals that our company and four others account for 60%. Clearly, our company releases more pollutants than most chemical companies similar to us in size. So, with this, the conclusion is our company releases more pollutants than most companies similar to us in size. And the evidence is just that their study of pollutants released reveals that our company and four others account for 60%. Well, the problem with this is we don't know what percentage of that 60% this company does. It could be that they're 1% and that the other three account for 59%. So the problem, what we're assuming is that this company at least has a decent chunk of that 60%. So A, we're looking for what we must assume. The conservation group that produced the study is not hostile to the chemical industry. We don't actually care whether they're hostile or not to it, just that their data are correct. The employee's company does not produce chemicals whose processing naturally produces more pollutants than the chemicals produced by other companies. We don't have to assume anything about whether or not they produce chemicals that have more. Total pollution produced by all small companies is not greatly outweighed by that produced by large. I don't really know. So the four other companies mentioned by the employee do not together account for very close to 60% of the total population or pollution. Yeah, that's what we're looking for. It's what we said. So we like D a lot. And then there's no significant variation in quantities of pollutants by the other 25. We don't really have to assume that there's not any significant variation, just that we can say that it's similar to most, but there could be some variation there as well. And so D is our best answer. E is a little too strong.